You're listening to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life, the podcast that's raising consciousness one listener at a time. We'll empower you through the shared knowledge of how to physically, mentally, and spiritually change your life and understand that we as humans have a much deeper purpose. Please welcome your host and self-empowerment expert, Trinaise.
Welcome to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. This is episode 199, Remember Yourself. Thank you for tuning in. Spirit has a powerful message for us today about remembering ourselves. This will give us another perspective on what this phrase really means. As we move through the year 2020, with all the changes and challenges this year has manifested for us, we find ourselves face to face with having to discover new ways of looking at reality. If you have been on the self-development path or self-improvement path for some time, then you know that this is all part of the process. You have to change the way you think in order to change the reality you experience. The way you have been thinking is what has been creating your experiences, because experience is ruled by perception and your beliefs. So you must change the way you look at reality and yourself in order to have a different perspective of what's going on around you and who you really are. The reality around you is only a projection of your beliefs. So in order to change your reality, you must change the beliefs you hold about yourself, because it is a mirror of you. What can we learn from this mirror? Now, we can learn on a personal level as well as on a collective level. And what is clear by our most current events of 2020 is that people need to face their fears. This is your dark forest. And once you face your deepest fear, which is the fear of death, all other fears seem to vanish. That's how it works, because all fear is really a different expression of being afraid of death, be it your death or someone else's. As long as you believe in death, then you can be controlled and manipulated through this fear. And this is what we have been experiencing on this planet. The dark forces are manipulating your fear of death in order to control you. But in truth, they are only helping you to overcome this fear if you use this as an opportunity to do so. Nothing is happening to you. It's happening because of you. This is why we have to change the way we perceive ourselves. We must truly come to realize that we are eternal beings, and the physical world is only one expression of our eternalness. We have created this body, this time, and this space to have an experience to learn something. And because most people are still unconscious of this divine truth, they believe that they are weak and mortal. And this subject deserves its own show, because we need to dive deeper into your divinity and immortality. And that's coming. But for now, we need to discuss the remembering process. What does Spirit mean by this? Remember yourself. Spirit says that we have been dismembered and our energetic parts have been scattered in various places, times, and dimensions. So our job is to start the process of remembering ourselves, of putting our pieces back together. We must not only reacquire our lost knowledge of self, but we must also rejoin with our other parts. You are a multidimensional being, and you must become aware of yourself on other levels in order to begin to tap into your true power. Because you have many powers, but as long as you continue to see yourself as mortal and weak, then this will manifest helplessness as a human being, and you will continue to be used and abused by those whom you have given your power away to. Remembering yourself is a process of bringing all your parts back together, mentally, spiritually, and physically. It's about finding out who you truly are on a larger level. It's about taking your power back through reuniting with your higher self. You must begin to unify the self in order to unify your consciousness. You must see yourself as all that is, in a oneness of all that is. This is a shamanic path to knowing thyself in order to be thyself. Remembering yourself is a journey of self-discovery, bringing all your paths and parts back together again within your consciousness. This may mean you will want to have a past life regression in order to reconnect with forgotten knowledge and information that is needed at this time. It most definitely means that you must study in order to understand and understand who you truly are. You are not the physical entity that you see in the mirror. This is an optical illusion. You are a spiritual being of light who chose to come into the third dimension to have a physical experience. This reality that you are aware of is just one of your many expressions. You are not called a multidimensional being for nothing. It's because you are actually simultaneously existing in many dimensions at this time, and you actually have access to those realities and experiences in order to gain knowledge from them. But in order to do so, you must realize this truth first. This is the first step in remembering yourself. This is how you begin to make yourself whole again. Your wholeness is in consciousness, because form is illusion. Becoming the whole self is a major part of the remembering process. Bringing your consciousness back to a oneness is your goal. You must release the belief in separation and the belief that something is outside of you, because it's all you and you are all there is. And when you know this to be the truth, then you will be in that process to remembering yourself. You must awaken. You must rise. You must awaken to the truth that we are all one being, and that one being is having many experiences. It's like a tree with many branches. It doesn't matter how many branches stem from the tree, there is only one trunk. And knowing that everything is a mirror, we can learn from this expression. And this shows us that we only appear to be separate, but we are one. We are one of the same, because we all have the same source, and we are not separate from our source. We are the source, just in different forms. Your power is in your remembering of yourself. Your power is in bringing all of your paths and parts back together again. It's something that you must do on all levels, mentally, by acquiring lost knowledge, physically, by becoming conscious, and spiritually, by reuniting with your higher self. This is how you manifest source. You must also remember that there is a part of the tree that is unseen. We call it the roots. And this part is your higher self that exists in the unseen world. And this part is an exact duplicate of what is seen above. As above, so below, literally. And the higher self is the perfect mirror of the whole you. This is why it's important for you to reconnect to your higher self, because this part of you will help guide you to the remembering process, because it is still whole. You have been taught to believe in separation, and this belief has been taught to you in order to weaken you. The knowledge of self has to be remembered. It's time to take your power back and to regain the lost knowledge of the self. It's time that you know that you are an immortal being and that nothing can harm you unless you agree to it, because everything is you. With this knowledge and belief, you will be able to live your life with joy and peace. So don't allow anyone to take your joy. It's time to remember who you truly are and to be your divine immortal self. You have the power to change your life and to become your powerful self, but you must remember who you are. Until our next show, be love, peace, and good health.
You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it. You can do whatever you want.
You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it.
We appreciate you taking the time to join us for this episode of Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. Once you've subscribed to the podcast, be sure to visit us at awakenthehealing.com for more ways to maximize your potential for greatness. We look forward to helping you understand your purpose next time on Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life.
You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it.